drum,
CKUT 90.3 FM at 4 in the morning. My God, either you're as devoted as they come, or a member of the baking profession. Either way, stick around for the following 2 hours. I'll be your host, bringing you a little night music. Some you might have heard before, others you might never hear again, though I sincerely hope that isn't the case. Regardless, I promise you this, there'll be surprises aplenty. This is William Shatner's Whiskey Tears, and I'm Fred Azzurado. That's enough talking now, let's get it started with Bobby Darin, Mac the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone's sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Sugi Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, oh, Sugi Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in.
Some fine music. Funny thing about that song, actually, it's adapted from Bertolt Brecht's Threepenny Opera, a great Marxist musical about an amoral psychopath. Just what you'd use for a McDonald's ad, eh? Yet someone actually did I don't know why these things still surprise me. Now let's pick up the pace with the Sonics, Have Love, Will Travel, and the Exciters, Tell Him.
Travel.
Doesn't that get you partying like it's 1959? If so, hold on to your leather jackets and Triumph Thunderbirds, because we're staying in that groove, baby. Though not for very long, here's a rare one from Buddy Holly, a true titan, gone far too soon. Holly Hop.
Oh.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Good golly, Miss Molly, live at the Star Club, Hamburg. Howlin' Wolf, Moaning at Midnight. A little blues number, feeling mighty lonesome in the middle of there. And Bobby Fuller 4, I Fought the Law, later famously covered by The Clash. Can't think of many songs that sound so different when recorded by two different artists, except maybe the Sex Pistols' My Way. Really, that's a real thing. I won't play it right now, though, because we haven't left the 50s quite yet. Shifting gears a bit. Coming up, we have a number from 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T, the only musical ever written by the incomparable Dr. Seuss. It's really something, let me tell you.
To express my deepest appreciation, pal. Without your kind assistance, I never would have been here at all.
Thank you. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it
don't bring a frown to old Broadway. Nah, you got a clown on Broadway. Your troubles there, they're out of style, for Broadway always wears a smile. A million lights, they flicker there. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on that great white way. That's the Broadway.
Thank you. dance. Gotta dance. Gotta dance. Gotta dance. Gotta
folks, that was a long one, but where Singing in the Rain is concerned, there ain't no such thing as too long, in my opinion. The one before was a theme song to The Blob, performed appropriately by The Five Blobs. That fine selection of movie music rounds out our foray into the 50s. Now things will take a decidedly spookier turn. Our bridge here is the organ theme from Carnival of Souls, the first part of which served as the intro not so long ago. Try to listen to it in the dead of night and not get goosebumps. I dare you.
Under the sycamore. the dark trees that blow, baby. In the dark trees that blow, and I'll see you, and you'll see me, and I'll see you in the branches that blow in the breeze. I'll see you in the tree. I'll see you in the tree. Under the sycamore tree.
apologies. I know I said we'd left the 50s, but George Durning's theme for Bell, Book, and Candle is so strange and, well, bewitching that I just had to put it in. Before that, we heard the haunting Sycamore Trees from Twin Peaks, performed by Jimmy Scott, a lounge singer from the 60s with a peculiar glandular condition that caused his distinctive voice. Nowhere better utilized than here, I think. Moving on, we've got Velvet Underground's Venus and Furs, followed by Procol Harum's Repent, Valpurgis.
Of leather whiplash, girl child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes in bells, please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.